want you to imagine you are at a water park. You have just climbed up several flights of stairs to reach the top of the water slide tower. You are about to take the initial plunge into the sidewinder, and your damp, wilting feet are nervously padding along the similarly damp and wilting astroturf leading to the entrance. You approach what is essentially a hole leading into the unknown. Grab the bar above it, and position yourself so you're ready to launch. You're told to keep your arms crossed and your head stationary. You're given the okay. You grasp the bar more tightly, swing your body back, and with a slight hesitation before letting go, you send yourself hurling into the abyss. You are surrounded by a glowing blue light. You feel warm and secure, though you are dressed in a swimsuit, dripping wet, and hurling through a plastic tube. You are relaxed. You hear water rushing by, and the muffled echoes of screams and laughs coming from people who seem very far away. You are by yourself, completely alone in your speedy descent, suspended between two worlds, the dry from whence you came, and the wet toward which you are heading. You feel calm but exhilarated as you continue downward. It feels good, especially when you go around a turn and glide up the sides of the tube, going a little higher each time. You are grinning as you move further away from your friends in line behind you, and closer toward the moment where you will be brought out of the blue cocoon and into the landing zone, where you'll unavoidably be snapped back to reality when you get water up your nose and lose your swimsuit. You hear the screaming and laughing more loudly than before. You listen to it intently, and you realize it is your own voice. You are struck by how disconnected it sounds. It's the same feeling you get when you hear a recording of yourself. You feel embarrassed. You don't know why you are making any sounds at all, since no one will ever hear them. There is no collective screaming, and you really aren't that terrified, you don't think. Once you stop, everything sounds even more quiet and distant. You look down at your feet, which don't quite look like your own anymore. You notice your neck and back are starting to hurt. So you readjust your arms and continue to enjoy the ride. You see light ahead, and the sounds of everyone else are getting louder and more distinct. Your space grows brighter and brighter. Suddenly, you are launched out of the tube and into the water. Everything is darker and more muffled than it was before, but it's different because you're floating and moving around. Don't come to the surface yet. You don't yet need air, and it's important for you to take advantage of this last bit of alone time. You stare at the legs of those surrounding you in the pool and recognize how detached they are from their bodies and how detached you are from yours. You are removed from the physical realm. Removed from your need to breathe, stand, move, or speak. You are alone and no one can see you. You have become part of the landscape of bodies that surrounds you, and you let the artificial waves rock you further into invisibility. You feel disorientingly at peace. Someone is ejected into the water behind you, jamming their feet between your shoulder blades and disturbing your disappearance. With this jolt, you have returned.